Welcome to Affairs Cloud. My name is Vikas Rana.
We are one-stop solution for current affairs. You can find our Crack Current Affairs course on our application exclusively for current affairs, where you will be getting daily, weekly and monthly current affairs on regular basis. You can use code VIKAS10 to get additional 10% discount while purchasing the course. This video is available both in English and Hindi. The timestamp for both English and Hindi are mentioned in the description of each video. You can contact us on the number provided or mail provided. Also follow us on Telegram and Instagram, and the link for the same is provided in the description of each video.
Also students, we have started a new initiative that is of handwritten notes. It is helpful to understand the news daily, time saving and very useful for your revision. We aims to cover 15 questions via handwritten notes in upcoming bank exams. These handwritten notes are available on daily current affairs content PDF at our mobile application and website careerscloud.in. Only our Crack Current Affairs subscribers will be able to access these handwritten notes. A sample PDF of the handwritten notes will be available in the description.
Hello everyone, how are you all? I hope you are all good. So students, in this video we will be discussing important current affairs for the first week of the January month. Session will be quite interesting and important, so stay tuned with us till the end. Also students, we upload the daily current affairs video at 5 a.m. in the morning. Then weekly current affairs, monthly current affairs and topic wise they are uploaded regularly to give you a better insight about what is happening all around the world for the competitive exams. Also students, if you are new to our channel and haven't subscribed to us, do subscribe. We are one stop solution for current affairs. Let's start. The first question is, the Ministry of Defence recently signed how much amount of contract with Madgaon Dock Shipbuilders Limited and Naval Group of France to bolster the submarine capabilities. This contract was worth 2867 crore rupees. For this contract contains AIP plug, right? And this AIP plug contract is worth 1990 crore rupees. This plug will be integrated for the DRDO AIP system. Second is EHWT. This EHWT, this is a torpedo, right, that will be used on the Kalvari class submarine, and this is worth 877 crore rupees of contract. Next, who recently became the world's youngest female to scale 7 highest peaks across 7 continents? So Kamya Karthikeyan, right, she is 17 years of age and she became the first female or youngest female to scale 7 highest peaks across 7 continents. She studies at Navy Children's School, that is in Mumbai, Maharashtra. Next, Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu, M.K. Stalin, has recently inaugurated India's first bowstring arc glass bridge in Kanyakumari, Tamil Nadu, making it dash anniversary of the Thiruvallar statue's installation. Right, so it was the 25th anniversary of the Thiruvallar statue installation, during which India's first glass bridge has been inaugurated, that is located in Kanyakumari. What this will do is, this will promote tourism in Tamil Nadu, right, and it will be a place of attraction. Also, this Thillavar statue is known by the name Statue of Wisdom. Statue of Wisdom. Next, dash edition of the battalion level joint military exercise Surya Kiran commenced in Nepal, that was scheduled from 31st of December to 13th of January. What is the edition of it? It is the 18th edition of this exercise Surya Kiran. In this, from Indian side, 11th Gorkha Rifles took part. Next is, who was recently appointed as the Chief Executive Officer of DBS Bank India Limited, that is a subsidiary of Singapore-based DBS Group, with effect from 1st of March 2025. So Rajat Verma, right, has been appointed as the Chief Executive Officer of DBS Bank. He will be succeeding whom? He will be succeeding Surojit Shom. Next, which team won the title of Pro Kabaddi League Season 11 by defeating Patna Pirates in the final, that was held at the Shri Shiv Chhatrapati Sports Complex in Pune, Maharashtra in December 2024. So which team won it? It was won by Haryana Steelers. And Haryana Steelers, they defeated Patna Pirates in the final. This was the 11th season of the Pro Kabaddi League, and the final was held in Pune, Maharashtra at Shri Shiv Chhatrapati Sports Complex. Right, next is, who was appointed as the board member in the new interim Asian boxing body formed after Asia's inclusion in the World Boxing Structure in December 2024. So, Ajay Singh has recently been appointed as the board member here of this new interim Asian body. Next, which organization is planning to have all women scientific lunar mission by September 2026, where girl students from 108 countries will work alongside the company's team? So, which is it? It is Space Kids. This Space Kids, it is a startup from Chennai, and they are planning an all-women lunar mission by September 2026. This mission will involve girl students from classes 8 and 9 across 108 countries working with the company's team. Next, which of the following are correct with respect to the study published in Indexed Medical Journal, that is Nature, Aging in December 2024? If we look at the mission options here, option B and C are right, A is wrong. A is saying Switzerland has secured first position and the highest score of 82.3, followed by Norway, Denmark at second and third position respectively, and Sweden and Iceland ranked fourth and fifth position respectively. Is it correct here? So remember, if we look at the options here, option A is right. Why I said no? Option A is right. If we look at the option B, India ranked at 23rd position here, right, in this index. So is it correct? No. India was not at 23rd position, but our country stood at not 23rd, but 123rd country. So option B is wrong, right? A is right and C is right, B is wrong. Next, which ancient love song from Bosnia and Herzegovina was added to the UNESCO's National Inventory of the Intangible Cultural Heritage List in December 2024? So which ancient love song? It was Sevdalinka, right? It was added to the UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage. Intangible means something that you cannot touch. Song is something you cannot touch, you can just feel it and hear it, right? Tangible cultural heritage are such as your monuments which you can touch. Next, in December, RBI has released their half-yearly publication of the Financial Stability Report in December that shows the joint assessment of the subcommittee of the Financial Stability and Development Council. As per this report, the liquidity coverage ratio of the banking system declined from 135.7% in September 2023 to how much in September 2024? It declined to 128.5% in September 2024. This report, it covered both international and domestic economic conditions, the performance of the scheduled commercial banks, the performance of the NBFCs, and the solvency of the insurance sector. Next, which of the following accounts are listed in RBI's new guidelines with effective from 1st of January 2025 for mandatory closures? So we'll look at the options here. Option dormant account, zero balance and inactive account. So all these three accounts are listed in the RBI's new guidelines that will come into effect from 1st of January. Dormant account that have not seen any transaction activity for more than 2 years. Inactive account that accounts that have remained inactive for 12 months. Zero balance account is the amount maintained at zero balance for an extended period, right? So all these three will be taken care of. Also, here, RBI, they have introduced these new guidelines that are for the fixed deposits with NBFCs and housing finance companies that will come into effect from 1st of January 2025. Next, who has been recently appointed as the Secretary General of IORA, that is Indian Ocean Rim Association Secretariat in Mauritius, succeeding Salman Al Farisi of Indonesia? So, Sanjeev Ranjan, right? Sanjeev Ranjan has been appointed as the Secretary General of Indian Ocean Rim Association. He will be in this position for the next 3 years, coming into effect from 1st of January 2025. IORA, Indian Ocean Rim Association, was established in 1997. This is an intergovernmental organization that is dedicated to performing regional economic cooperation across the Indian Ocean. Next, which Indian cricketer has recently released his autobiography titled Stumped: Life Behind and Beyond the 22 Yards? So, which of the following cricketer here? Syed Mustafa Hussain Kirmani, right? He has recently released his autobiography, right? He was a ODI World Cup winner with India in 1983. This book will be published by Penguin Play. Next, which ministry declared 2025 as the year of reforms? So, Ministry of Defense has declared year 2025 as the year of reforms. Can you tell me which organization declared year 2025 as the year of artificial intelligence? Name that organization. This is your homework. We did this a day or 2 days before. Next, which organization recently signed an agreement with Silesium Circuits Private Limited under the FEBC IIT Hyderabad initiative to develop LEO satellites components and GNSS RF front end ASIC? So it is Center for Development of Telematics. This agreement is signed under the Telecom Technology Development Fund scheme of the Department of Telecommunication. This scheme is basically designed to fund the Indian startups, academia, research and development institutions, right? And they play a crucial enabler for designing and developing the telecommunication products and various solutions to enhance the broadband services, the mobile services, the internet services across India. Next, which Indian cricketer has been recently appointed as the brand ambassador of Olive? So, Saurav Ganguly has recently been appointed as the brand ambassador here, right? This collaboration will be a milestone for this Olive. Olive, this is a fintech platform, right? That is a digital fintech platform. You can say it is a lending platform, correct? Next is, which of the following are correct with respect to the Department of Economic Affairs decision regarding the small savings scheme for the fourth quarter of FY25? See, the small savings schemes here, the interest rate have remained same. If we look at the options here, the PPF rate has remained unchanged at 7.1% since 2020. Absolutely right. B, Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana rate of interest from 1st of January to 31st of March is 7.4%. Is it correct? No, it is not 7.4%, but has also remained the same, right? And what is it? It is for Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana, the rate of interest is not 7.4, but it is 8.2% here, right? Then that means option B is wrong. Then C is Senior Citizen Savings Scheme, rate of interest is 8.2%. That is also absolutely right. So option A and C are right, B is wrong here. Next, what is the total budget allocated by the Government of India for implementing One Nation, One Subscription scheme over 3 years from 1st of January 2025 to 31st of December 2027?
So the total budget here is 6,000 crore rupees. This scheme was approved by the Government of India, that is One Nation, One Subscription, on 25th of November 2024. The aim of this scheme is basically to provide all the generals that are available through digital platform that will make it easy and convenient while reducing the administrative challenges. Next, who is the head of the expert panel recently formed by the Government of India to review and revise the wholesale price index base year from 2011-12 to 2022-23 and develop a new producer price index? So who is the head of this expert panel? Ramesh Chand, right? Ramesh Chand, he is the head here. And the working group was headed by the Niti Aayog member Ramesh Chand and 18 other members. So this expert panel is having a total of 19 members. This panel was instructed to suggest the improvements in the price collection system, decide on the computational methodologies for both indices, and enhance the presentation formats of the PPI. Correct? Here, this WPI, Wholesale Price Index, right? It was first introduced in 1942 and the base year was set as 1939. Since then, the index has undergone 7 revisions, and now there is one more revision, that the base year is being changing from 2011-12 to 2022-23. Next, which countries have recently became the full members of the European Union-led Schengen Free Travel Zone? So recently, Romania and Bulgaria, they have became the member of the European Union and have become a part of the Schengen Free Travel Zone. Next, in December, NPCI, they have announced an extension of the deadline for implementing 30% market share cap for the UPI providers till 31st of December 2027. This marks the third time that NPCI has extended the deadline for enforcing the market share cap. This market share cap makes sure that the companies they hold at least a company is having at least 30 maximum of 30% market share cap for UPI providers, right? And this was the new guidelines that has been launched by NPCI, but it has been again extended for the next 2 years. The reason for this is that if we look at the PhonePe, right? PhonePe company, they hold 47.8% of the market cap of UPI transaction. Then Google Pay, they hold 37.02%, right? So limiting at 30% will lead to a loss in the revenue for the PhonePe. Next, which organization has appointed Bhavnesh Kumar as the Chief Executive Officer with effect from 2nd January 2025? So, which organization it is? It is UIDAI, that is Unique Identification Authority of India. And here, Bhuvnesh Kumar, he will be replacing Amit Agarwal. Right, next. Next is, who has been recently appointed as the new chairman of Indian REITs Association, that is IRA? Alok Agarwal has recently been appointed as the chairman, new chairman of Indian REITs Association. Next. Next is, which two countries' space startups have recently collaborated to study using laser-equipped satellites to address orbital debris removal? It is Japan and our India. Next, in January, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects, including 1,675 flats for the residents of Jhuggi Jhopadi clusters at the, and also the World Trade Center was launched here. So question asked here is, PM Modi laid the foundation stone of Veer Savarkar College where? So it was in New Delhi. Recently he was on a visit to New Delhi. During that only all these things were launched. Next, name the e-auction portal that was recently launched by Ministry of Finance, designed for the e-auction of properties from all the public sector banks. So important, the name of that portal or e-auction portal is BankNet. This portal serves as a one-stop destination for the buyers and investors, making it easier to explore a wide range of the assets. Next, Dr. Rajagopal Chidambaram, a profound dash, passed away at the age of 88 in Mumbai, Maharashtra. So, Dr. Rajagopal Chidambaram, he was a very famous nuclear scientist and he played a very important role in the Pokhran nuclear tests of India. Right, and he has recently passed away. Next, world's oldest Olympic champion gymnast Agnes Kelletti passed away at the age of 103. Which country did she belong to? She belonged to Hungary. Next, which country has recently collaborated with India to develop the Yuga Yugin Bharat National Museum? So it is France, right? India and France has partnered together to develop this museum, that is Yuga Yugin Bharat National Museum. Next, and where this will be? It will be in New Delhi. Next, which of the following are correct with respect to the transformative initiative of ONDC, that is Open Network for Digital Commerce, led by DPIIT, that aims to revolutionize the digital commerce in India? So, which among the following are right here? If we look at the options here, option C is right, A and B are wrong. A is saying that ONDC was incorporated as a non-profit Section 8 company on December 31st with an authorized capital of 1000 crore rupees. Is it correct? No. Right, this was launched when? This was incorporated as a, ONDC was incorporated as a non-profit company, correct, with an authorized capital of 1000 crore rupees? No, with an authorized capital of 500 crore rupees. Then B is investors that included National Bank for Agriculture, Rural Development Bank, right, that is NABARD was an investor here, HDFC Bank, Bombay Stock Exchange, SIDBI, ICICI Bank and World Bank. They were the investors here. So is it correct? Are these the investors here? Right, all are there but not the World Bank. World Bank is not the investor here in this ONDC platform. Right, now all the options are rightly mentioned. Next, India and Maldives, they have recently signed a memorandum of understanding for the execution of the third phase of what? So they have signed this MOU for the third phase of the high impact community development projects that will be developed in Mauritius. These projects, they include your healthcare, education, infrastructure, road, right, and technology, many more. Next is, which bank has recently received the approval from RBI to merge with the Cosmos Cooperative Bank Limited of Pune, Maharashtra with effect from 6th of January 2025? So, it is which bank? It is National Cooperative Bank Limited. Next, name the new Mars drone unveiled by NASA as a successor to the Ingenuity helicopter for advanced exploration of the planet Mars. The name of that new drone or successor of this Ingenuity helicopter is Mars Chopper. This is the name here. Next, which organization has built the two fast patrol vessels that are Amulya 1272 and Akshay 1273 that are launched by Vandana Agarwal for the Indian Coast Guard? So the name of the organization is Goa Shipyard Limited. Next, which bank has recently approved the raising long-term bonds worth 10,000 crore rupees in a single or multiple tranche during the FY25 to finance the infrastructure and affordable housing projects? It is Bank of Baroda.
Next, which company has recently partnered with Bank of Baroda for 5 more years to enhance financial inclusion in the underserved regions of India? It is TCS, Tata Consultancy Service Limited. Next, in January, Union Minister of Steel and Heavy Industries, H.D. Kumaraswamy, has launched the second round of the PLI scheme for the specialty skill that is termed as PLI Scheme 1.1. Question asked is, what is the implementation period for this PLI Scheme 1.1? So this time, this PLI scheme has been launched for 5 products. Earlier, initial phase, it was launched for 3 products, and now this PLI scheme has been launched for 5 products. Question asked to you is, what is the implementation period for this PLI 1.1? So implementation period is FY26 to FY2030. Next is, name the new specialized visa category that was recently introduced by the Ministry of Home Affairs to facilitate foreign students that are pursuing higher education at the Indian academic institutions. So two types of visa has been launched. They are your e-student visa and e-student X visa. E-student visa has been launched for the students who will be foreign students who will be studying in Indian universities. And this e-student X visa has been launched for the dependents of those students. Next, where was the Northeast Region States Meet 2025 chaired by Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, right? And it was held between when, right? Held in January. So what is the location? Where was this held? Question asked is this. So this was held in Guwahati, Assam. Next, in January, the Financial Intelligence Unit India signed an MOU with the IRDAI to foster collaboration in the critical areas It was for the anti-money laundering, right? Next, which country has recently became the 10th full member of the BRICS Alliance? It is Indonesia that became the 10th full member of the BRICS Alliance. Next, former Prime Minister Kostas Simitis, a law professor and a reformist, has passed away. He was the former Prime Minister of which country? He was the former Prime Minister of Greece who recently passed away. Next, what is the total budget outlay for the minimum support price for copra in 2025 season recently approved by Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs? So what is the total budget here? It is 855 crore rupees for the minimum support price. Next, when was the winter solstice observed for the year 2025? Important and direct question. It is 21st of December that is observed as winter solstice. It is the longest night and shortest day. Correct. So these are your some important current affairs, students. Now let's move to some revision part that will be beneficial in your learning. Then students, let's discuss some revision current affairs. Tell me, our country India has recently partnered with which country for an air-to-air refueling agreement for defense, right? That means in air only refueling will be done of the aircrafts. So India along with which country? It is Australia. Right, India and Australia, they have signed this agreement, right? This is for an air-to-air refueling agreement that will be in the defense sector, right? That means in air only refueling will be done. Then next, tell me recently, which company has backed the Asian Cricket Council's media right? Right, and it is till 2031. Which is that organization? It is Sony. Correct. They signed this agreement, that is media rights agreement for the Asian Cricket Council, right? It is till the year 2031 and the rights has been sold for how much amount? It is $170 million. Next, which airline will be setting up a maintenance training organization in the Bengaluru airport city? Which is that airline? It is Air India. Air India will be setting up this. Correct. Then next tell me recently, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat campaign, which country? Our country India launched this, that is Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat campaign, that is basically a campaign that is against child marriages. Next, recently Eklavya, this is an online digital platform. Launched by whom? It was launched by Indian Army. And this is why Eklavya platform is basically what platform? It is a digital platform for the officers training. This is for the officers training.
right? Then which IIT hosted the 2024 India International Science Festival? So India International Science Festival hosted by IIT Guwahati. IIT Guwahati. Take a note of this. Question can be asked. Next is, tell me recently, where was the 12th edition of the International Tourism Mart? 12th edition of the International Tourism Mart 2024 hosted. It was hosted at the Kaziranga National Park. Take a note of this also. Then, what is the rank of India in the Global Network Readiness Index? What is the rank of India here? India, our country, stands at 49th position. If we talk about USA, United States of America, they secured the first position here. Who will be the new president of USA? Donald Trump, right? His swearing ceremony will be on 20th of January. Next, apart from this, tell me recently, best marine state award. Best marine state award, right? Which state received this best marine state award? It was received by Kerala state, right? And this was during the World Fisheries Day, correct? World Fisheries Day. Next is SAREX exercise, SAREX. This SAREX exercise, this is an exercise conducted by Indian Coast Guard. Location is your Kochi, Kerala, right? And this SAREX exercise, correct? As I mentioned, it began in Kochi, Kerala, conducted by Indian Coast Guard, and it is in a maritime exercise. Then tell me recently, K4 missile, it was tested from which INS? It is INS Arighat. INS Arighat tested this K4 missile, correct? And so INS, that means if force asked, it was Indian Army that tested it. Then who became the most expensive player in the IPL auction history? So Rishabh Pant with 27 crore rupees of offer in IPL. Your homework is to tell me which edition of IPL will be played recently, right? That means in 2025. So students, now let's move to some other revision current affairs and important current affairs. Who won the F1 Italian Grand Prix held at the Autodromo Nazionale Monza in Monza, Italy? So who won this F1 Italian Grand Prix? It was won by Charles Leclerc. Charles Leclerc, he drives for which company? He drives for Ferrari, right? And he's a Monaccan driver. Next, who has recently won the National Chess Championship held in Gurugram, Haryana? So it was won by Karthik Venkataraman, right? Grandmaster Karthik Venkataraman, he is from Andhra Pradesh, and he has won this National Chess Championship, that is the 61st edition of the National Chess Championship held in Gurugram, Haryana. Next, name the football club team that recently won their maiden Durand Cup at the 133rd Indian Oil Durand Cup held in Kolkata, West Bengal. So this is your North East United Football Club that has recently won this Durand Cup. Durand Cup is related to football, right? And this was the 133rd edition of the Durand Cup. What is the location where this was held? It was held in Kolkata, West Bengal. Next, who has recently won the men's single title at the US Open 2024? So Jannik Sinner has recently won the men's single title at the US Open 2024. Jannik Sinner, right? Take a note of this. He is from which country? He is from Italy. He is world's number one tennis player, right? And who won the women's singles title here? Women's singles title was won by Aryna Sabalenka. Aryna Sabalenka is from Belarus. Next is, name the England cricketer who has recently announced his retirement from international cricket. So Moeen Ali, right? He is the England cricketer and he has announced retirement. Next, India has won how many medals in the Paris 2024 Paris Olympic Games, ranked 18th among the 170 participating nations? So India won 29 medals in the Paris Olympic Games and was at the 18th position in the medal tally, correct? Take a note of this. Now this is your homework, students, to tell me who secured the first position in medal tally and how many medals did that country won.
Next, the Olympic Council of Asia has recently included Yogasana as the demonstration sport in the 2026 Asian Games, which is scheduled to be where? So, Asian Games, right? Directly remember, 2026 Asian Games is scheduled to be held where? In Japan. And Olympic Council of Asia has recently included Yogasana as a demonstration sports in this 2026 Asian Games scheduled to be held in Japan. Next, who has recently won the F1 Qatar Airways Azerbaijan Grand Prix 2024? So, who has recently won this F1 Qatar Grand Prix? So, this F1 Qatar Grand Prix has been won by whom? It has been won by Oscar Piastri. Oscar Piastri, he drives for McLaren, right? He's an Australian driver who won the F1 Qatar Airways, that is F1 Qatar Airways Azerbaijan Grand Prix. Next, which country has won the Asian Championship Trophy held from 8th to 17th of September at the Mochi Hockey Training Base in China? So, it is our India that has won this Asian Championship Trophy held from 8th to 17th of September at the Mochi Hockey Training Base, that is in China. Right? And this is the fifth Asian title. This is India's fifth time that India has won it. And China here was up the runner-up and Pakistan came third. Next, which javelin thrower has finished second with a throw of 87.86 meters at the 2024 Wanda Diamond League Finals in King Baudin Stadium in Brussels, Belgium? So, he is Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra and he secured here second position. Next is, who has recently won F1 Singapore Airlines Grand Prix held at the Marina Bay Street Circuit in Singapore? Right? So, right option is Lando Norris. Lando Norris, he drives for McLaren. Right? He's a British driver and he has won this Singapore Grand Prix 2024. Right? That was held in Singapore. And this is his Lando Norris third career win. Take a note of this for 2024. Next, which country has recently won the gold medal in both open and women's section of the 45th International Chess Federation Chess Olympiad held in Hungary, Budapest? So it is India that has recently won gold medal in both open and women's section of the 45th International Chess Federation Chess Olympiad held in Hungary, Budapest. Next, where was the 7th edition of the annual men's tennis tournament Lever Cup held? Right? So, the 7th edition of the annual men's tennis tournament Lever Cup held in Berlin, Germany. Where it was held? It was held in Berlin, Germany. Correct? And who won this Lever Cup? Jan Borg, right? Swedish tennis player, right? That is Team Europe. Let me tell, Team Europe, right? Captained by Swedish tennis player Jan Borg has won this Lever Cup. This Lever Cup, it is played between Team Europe versus Team World, right? And they have won it. Next, which country has recently won the 4th Intercontinental Cup football title by defeating India by 3-0 at the Ganti Mohana Chandra Balayogi Athletic Stadium in Hyderabad, Telangana? So, which country has won it? This was won by Syria. This Intercontinental Cup, right, that is the 4th edition of this cup. This is played between India, Syria and Maldives. Right, these countries take part in this and here Syria has won it. Oh, sorry, not Maldives, Mauritius. Right, next, which brand is the official sponsor of the FIFA Women's World Cup 2027 held in Brazil? It is Lays. Right, Lays is the official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026 as well as for the FIFA Women's World Cup 2027. Next, name the Indian tennis player who has recently won men's double title along with Vijay Sundar Parshnath in the finals of the ATP 250 Hangzhou Open 2024. So, who is that Indian tennis player? So, Jeevan, right? He has won the men's double title along with Vijay Sundar Prashant. Next, which country has recently won the gold medal in the first Asia Pacific Paddle Cup that was held in Bali, Indonesia? So, Paddle Cup, right, who won this? Which country? It is Indonesia. The event was also held in Indonesia only and Indonesia has won the Paddle Cup.
Let's discuss some current affairs, students. First is India's first diabetes biobank. So India's first diabetes biobank is situated where? It is in Chennai. Chennai, Tamil Nadu. So India's first diabetes biobank is in Chennai, Tamil Nadu. Then recently, CDOT, they have partnered with Troyes Infotech. They have partnered with Troyes Infotech, right? And this partnership was basically for using face recognition detection in drones. Correct? So CDOT and Troyes, Troyes Infotech, they have partnered together for face detection or face recognition technology in the drones. Next, remember Delhi Airport, which is the Delhi Airport, that is Indira Gandhi International Airport. They became the first airport to connect 150 destinations, right? Then apart from this, recently Prime Minister Narendra Modi has inaugurated projects worth 46,300 crore rupees in the state of Rajasthan, or for states Rajasthan. Then Assam's Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has recently attended the Bhutan's 117th National Day. So which edition of Bhutan Day was recently observed? It was 117th, right? And who attended it? It was Assam's Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma ji. Next, recently, if I ask you, Kisan Kavach. Kisan Kavach. This Kisan Kavach has been launched basically to shield the farmers from the pesticides spray, right? While spraying pesticide, the farmers can also be affected from these pesticides. For them, a bodysuit type Kisan Kavach has recently been launched. Then DPIIT, they have recently partnered with Tele Solutions, right? And this partnership has been done to mentor the startups, that is for mentoring the startups. Correct? For mentoring the startups, DPIIT, they have partnered with Tele Solutions. Correct? Then recently, which country has conducted the first ever Ganges River dolphin tagging? I repeat, first ever Ganges River dolphin tagging, right? Where it was done? It was done by our India. And in India too, where was this done? This was done in the state of Assam, right? Then recently, which state will be spending 100 crore rupees annually for one district, one product initiative or policy? Which is that state? It is Rajasthan state. They will be spending this amount, right? So in ODOP, Rajasthan will be spending. Then next thing, tell me recently, which country has joined International Solar Alliance? It is Moldova. Moldova has recently joined International Solar Alliance. Headquarter of International Solar Alliance is in Gurugram, Haryana. Right? Take a note of this. Who is the new Chief Minister of Haryana? Tell me. Nayab Singh Saini, and this is his second term as the Chief Minister of Haryana, right? Then apart from this, tell me, recently, in order to fortify or to basically protect the coast of Maharashtra, which organization has partnered or which organization has given a loan worth $442 million to India? Which is that organization? It is Asian Development Bank, right? They have given this loan of $42 million to India so that they can fortify the coastline of Maharashtra, right? Then recently, tell me, who has been appointed as the Google's India head, or India head of Google? Who is she? She is Preeti Lobana. Preeti Lobana. Right? She will be the Indian head of Google. Next thing, tell me, who has been recently reappointed as the managing director and chief executive officer of RBL Bank? Who he will be? He will be R. Subramaniam. Right? He will be reappointed here as the MD and CEO of RBL Bank and for how many years? For 3 years. Then tell me, in order to promote Khokho World Cup, right, this will be the first World Cup, first edition of this World Cup that will be held in 2025. It will be held where? In our country, India. Question asked is that who has been appointed as the brand ambassador here for Khokho? So, Salman Khan. Right, he is the brand ambassador here for Khokho World Cup, which is the first edition of this World Cup. She is scheduled to be held in 2025 in our country, India. Correct. Next. Then tell me, recently who conferred the 69th Ati Vashisht Rail Seva Awards? So they were conferred by whom? They were conferred by Ashwini Vaishnav. Next thing, tell me, recently Slinex is the exercise that was held between which countries? So it was held between our India and Sri Lanka. Slinex exercise. Next question can be asked is about the location, that what is the location of this Slinex exercise? That is Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh. Next, who won the Mushtaq Sayyid, or who won the Sayyid Mushtaq Ali Trophy? Sayyid Mushtaq Ali Trophy. It is related to which sport? It is related to cricket. Who won it? It was won by whom? It was won by Mumbai. They defeated whom in the finals? So they were first. And who became second, or they defeated whom? They defeated Madhya Pradesh in the finals in the 2024 Sayyid Mushtaq Ali Trophy. Then tell me, who recently won the Odisha Masters 2024 Badminton? Odisha Masters 2024 Badminton Men's Single. So who won it? It was won by Ritwik Kumar. It was won by Ritwik Kumar. Take a note of it. Next thing, tell me, if question asked is, name the bowler spinner who has retired from international cricket. Ravi Chandra Ashwin has taken retirement. Right? Then apart from this, who has recently won the FIFA Best Male Award for 2024? So FIFA Best Male Award for 2024. It was won by whom? It was won by Vinicius Jr. Vinicius Jr. is from which country? He is from Brazil. Next, if I ask you, students, tell me, when do we observe Goa Liberation Day? Goa Liberation Day. So when do we observe this Goa Liberation Day? It is observed on 19th of December. Goa Liberation Day. Then if I ask you, when do we observe National Consumer Rights Day? National Consumer Rights Day. When do we observe this? It is observed on 24th of December. National Consumer Rights Day. Right? So students, these are some of your revision current affairs. Right? I hope it was a quite good revision. We have discussed multiple current affairs here. Right? Now, let's move again.
Next, which company has recently, in partnership with Karnataka government, launched the Digital Nagarik and Augmented Reality Virtual Reality Skills to address cyber security awareness among people? So ARVR skills will be promoted, correct? So which company has partnered with the government of Karnataka? It is Meta, that was earlier known as Facebook. So they together partnered so that the digital AR and VR skills can be promoted among the people of Karnataka, and also to address the various cyber security awareness, correct? That how can they be secure using these skills? Apart from this, 1 lakh teachers will be trained here, correct? As well as 10 lakh students will be trained across this digital safety in VR and AR by 2025. Next, according to recently released SBI's ERD, that is Economic Research Department report, India generated how many jobs between FY14 to FY23? So between this time period, India generated 125 million jobs. This data was released by SBI's ERD, Economic Research Department. Next, which state has recently became the first state in India to publish first volume of the People's Biodiversity Register across all local bodies? It is the state of Kerala. right? They became the first state in India to publish the first volume of the People's Biodiversity Register across all the local bodies. Next, the Dash Finance Minister and the Deputy Chief Minister of Rajasthan presented the budget for 24-25. So, who is the Finance Minister and Deputy Chief Minister of Rajasthan? Diya Kumari, right, is the Finance Minister and Deputy Chief Minister of Rajasthan that presented the budget for FY25. Next, which ministry has recently collaborated with Institute of Chartered Accountants of India to develop AI audit tool for monitoring corporate India and detecting fraud? It is Ministry of Electronics and Information and Technology. They have recently collaborated with ICAI to develop AI audit tool that will be helping for monitoring the corporate India and detecting the frauds that are going on. Also, ICAI has allocated 25 crore rupees for the development of this AI tool, and it is expected that this 25 crore rupees will be converted into 100 crore rupees soon. Next, the Ministry of Home Affairs declared Dash as Samvidhan Hatya Devas, that is your Constitution Murder Day, to commemorate 1975 emergency in India. So, it is 25th of June that has been declared as the Samvidhan Hatya Devas or Constitution Murder Day. Because we know Indira Gandhi, the then Prime Minister in 1975, imposed emergency in India. And this year, 2025, it is the 50th anniversary of this emergency that was implemented in 1975. Next, Nitin Gadkari, the Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, inaugurated a 6-lane access-controlled 7-kilometer road project from Dash to Dhargal in Goa. So it is from Manohar International Airport, that is Mopa International Airport in Goa, to Dhargal, and this is a 6-lane access-controlled 7-kilometer road project. Next, which ministry has recently capped the interest equalization at 1.66 crore rupees per importer exporter code for the period from 1st of July to 31st of August? So, which is that ministry? It is Ministry of Commerce and Industry. Next, which ministry or organization has recently launched Gear Shift Challenge to boost zero emission truck adoption in India? It is Niti Aayog. Niti Aayog has launched this Gear Shift Challenge to boost zero emission truck adoption in India. This, right, we know, because in the logistics sector, when trucks go from A location to B, this is your logistic. And in this process, we know these trucks, they are using diesel or petrol that creates pollution. So to eliminate that, now we will be shifting them to electric vehicles, or we will be shifting them to electric or your green hydrogen or green methanol. Correct? And that will in turn reduce the pollution. Next is, which of the following has recently notified the GSTR, that is Goods and Service Tax Return 1A form, allowing taxpayers to amend their outward supply or sales return form? It is CBDT, Central Board of Direct Taxes. Right, next is, which organization has recently launched One Scientist, One Product to enhance the research in agriculture and animal husbandry? That is ICAR, Indian Council of Agriculture Research. ICAR, they have launched a target-oriented research plan that is named One Scientist, One Product, that is aimed at enhancing the research in the agriculture and animal husbandry. Each scientist will be allocated a product on which they will be researching. This plan will run for the next 5 years, and each scientist will focus on a unique product. Next, which premier national laboratory celebrated 73rd Foundation Day on 16th of July in New Delhi? It is CSIR's arm, that is Central Road Research Institute. I repeat, CSIR's arm, Central Road Research Institute, they have celebrated the 73rd Foundation Day on 16th of July. Correct. Next, June 2024, GST Council informed that a uniform rate of Dash integrated goods and service tax will be implemented for imports of all parts, components, testing equipment, tools and toolkits of aircraft products. So, a uniform rate of 5% integrated GST will be implemented on the import of these parts, components, testing equipment, tools and toolkits of the aircraft. Right, next, Dr. Jitendra Singh, our Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, recently inaugurated Asia's first health research related preclinical network facility under the coalition of Epidemic Preparedness Innovation. Where? So it was inaugurated where? It was inaugurated in Transitional Health Science and Technology Institute, that is located where? That is located in Faridabad, Haryana. So option 2 is right. Next, which state secured the first rank in the best performance large states loan performance category for praise awards under the Prime Minister Swanidhi Yojana, that is PM Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi, that is PM Swanidhi Yojana. It is Madhya Pradesh state that secured the first rank in the best performing large states loan performance category. Next, the status of which organization has been recently upgraded from Schedule B to Schedule A CPSC? Which is it? Which has been upgraded from Schedule B to Schedule A? It is IRCTC, that is Indian Railways Catering and Tourism Corporation. Their status has been upgraded from Schedule B to Schedule A CPSE. Next, the Steering Committee on Greenfield Airports of the Union Government approved the site clearance for the development of Greenfield Airport in Parandur, that is in Tamil Nadu. Right, and according to the plan, the Greenfield Airport will be constructed in 4 phases, and for this, estimate cost will be 32,704 crore rupees. This airport will be consisting of 3 terminal buildings, and it will have a capacity to cater more than 100 million passengers annually. Next, which ministry has recently released a commemorative stamp in honor of the Indian playback singer Mukesh Chand Mathur on 100th birth anniversary on 22nd of July? So it is Ministry of Culture. Right, they have released a commemorative stamp in honor of the Indian playback singer Mukesh Chand Mathur on his 100th birth anniversary on 22nd of July. He was also honored with the National Film Award for Best Male Playback Singer for the film Rajnigandha in 1974. Next, the Union Ministry of Information and Broadcasting inaugurated India's 500th community radio station, that is Apna Radio 90 FM, at Indian Institute of Mass Communication, that is located in Aizwal, Mizoram.